Hello.
Hi, Myron. It's Samantha here from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
Right. Good.
Okay. Can we finally talk now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Myron. This is just a random inspection, checkup, you can say, sort of a thing. I wanted to know your overall review in terms of the work that you're getting and, of course, the process.
Wait 1 second. Say that again, please.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to check up on the project and get your review in terms of how things are moving forward.
Kind of slowly, but otherwise, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does take some time for the team and the author, of course, to be on the same page. So the initial pace is sometimes slow, but once they grasp the actual concept of the book, then, of course, they are going to expedite this. All right?
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Yes. Other than that, Myron, I would like to know a little bit more about the book. What inspired you to write this book, and how did you end up making this decision that, you know what, I actually need to write this book and launch it?
Oh, I guess I've been playing around with writing for a number of years. I started a couple of other things, but then once I started on the idea of using some of my experience and building around it to create a fictional story,
mm-hmm.
that's when I decided to do it. It's taken me several years, actually, to put it all together. But
wow. Okay. All right. Well, that is good. You said something about writing for a very long time. What is your occupation, if you don't mind? What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm almost 81 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working on the book for... Actually, I started when, I want to say when I first retired, which is
mm-hmm.
about 10 years ago. I did other things since then, but I took a trip to Spain. I was there for 6 months, and
mm-hmm.
that's when I started writing the book.
Okay.
Well,
and what was it like? I mean, in the beginning, I know that it takes a lot of, courage and will to begin writing, trust me, because I've been trying to write a book from the past 4 years. and I honestly only wrote, one paragraph. I'm so embarrassed to say that. But, yeah, I didn't know which direction to take. So how did that work for you?
Well... Once I started on really on the book itself, I worked on it off and on for several years,
mm-hmm.
and then decided I was going to finish it. So I put myself to work and actually finished it.
Mm-hmm. And I must say, Myron, you have done an excellent job with the book. I haven't read the complete book. I've just skimmed through it, but what I saw, it looked good. In other words, your book has a lot of potential to become something huge in the market. So that's something that attracted me towards this project, and I thought that I should have a discussion with you in terms of your plans regarding launching the book. I mean, do you have any plan in mind, any strategy, how you're going to market it, promote it?
No, I really don't. I really don't. My goal was to write the book, finish the book, see if I could get it published. And if I got it published, then I would try to learn what to do about promoting it.
Right. That's the reason why we are here with you, Myron. We're going to guide you step by step. And, of course, we will work together. If the book has potential, which it does, of course, then we can make it a big thing. At least you can, worst case scenario, you can earn back the return on investment, all the money that you've spent so far on this book. So our minimum goal, you can say, would be to at least get you a number of sales that would cover your original cost, if that makes sense.
Okay. It does. It does.
Uh-huh.
The cost is mostly time, but it still means something.
Yes, of course. And since it's your first book, Myron, let me tell you something. Working with multiple new authors, we have learned that it's only the first book that requires the most attention in order to create your footprint in the market. See, once mm-hmm. you're launched as an author with your first book, of course, it's going to require a lot of work and, of course, a sound marketing strategy. Once that is catered to, then it doesn't matter how many books you launch. People will automatically know you, and they will mm-hmm. approach you organically. So that's what we try to do for upcoming authors initially, you know, once they are in this editing or writing phase where they are completing their first book to be launched. We try to make it as big as possible, you know, creating a hype. You do know stuff like this about advertising and promotion and all of that. So you got to come down with a bang. Once you do that, once that impression is created, all you got to do is maintain it afterwards. And then the rest of it just gets easier. So I was thinking, I'm not sure if you've heard of Jeffrey Ford. Have you ever heard of him?
Who?
Jeffrey Ford.
No.
Okay, he's a famous writer. He is a famous American writer, and he has uh-huh. written multiple bestsellers. Now, lucky for us, we have a closed contract and NDA with Jeffrey Ford. Sometimes when we see certain potential in a book, in a story, we actually recommend this for an endorsement by Jeffrey Ford. Now, Jeffrey Ford is someone who has a viewership of at least in millions. I can't even cap that. He's a very, very famous writer. So what happens is that once we see potential, we actually forward that book, in terms of supporting the new author. We forward that book to Jeffrey. If it makes sense to Jeffrey, he provides an endorsement. Now, what does that mean for you as a new author? It means that all of Jeffrey's customers will consider buying your book. So even if half of them get to that level, or even if one-third of them get to that level, your book will automatically become a bestseller. So that is something amazing. And if you would like, I would really want to share your manuscript, even if it's raw at this point of time, with Jeffrey to get an opinion so that we can plan ahead in terms of the next plan of action, you know, marketing strategy and all of that accordingly. What do you think?
I have no problem with that. I don't know the man, but I don't have the greatest memory in the world, so.
Right. Okay, so let me go ahead and take this initiative. Let's see how it goes. There's no harm, no foul, right? So
right.
Let's see how that goes. And just in case, if it turned out to be something amazing, it's a win-win for you.
Right, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no way I can see that I would lose.
Exactly. So let me go ahead and have this discussion. He has a secretary. Her name is Rachel. I'm going to talk to her, see how things go, and then we can take things from there. By the way, how is retirement treating you? I mean, it's been 10 years, right?
How is the what?
How is your retirement phase going? You mentioned that you retired like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Although I have worked since then, but different things. They're going fine.
Okay.
They're going fine.
That is cool. Trust me, I've always wanted to get retired. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm a workaholic and I got exhausted way before my age.
Well, writing the book, I don't think I could have done it while working.
Yeah, of course. You needed your focus and your attention to be full-time on the book. And, of course, that couldn't be easy with a job.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I am so glad we got to talk about the book. And, Myron, I'm going to get back to you as soon as I hear back from Jeffrey, and then we can plan ahead. All right, because everything needs to go in a timely manner. Everything has the right time. So we just need to make sure that we're following the timeline. And if we do this correct, Myron, I assure you, in fact, I guarantee you, you're going to be on the bestseller list. And I'm confident of that.
Well, that would be nice. That
yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Okay.
What was your name again?
Samantha.
Samantha, okay.
Yes. I'm actually from the quality and assurance department. I do random inspections, talk to the customers, find out how their project is going, if there are any concerns. I take care of that. You and I got into a friendly conversation, so I decided to provide you some consultation in terms of the next steps, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll look forward to it.
Likewise. Right. Thank you, Myron. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.